This is Peter John Cooper, and you're listening to Life and Death and Everything in Between. The story so far. Eamon Porktraddle, wearing a hat fashioned from tinfoil, is on some sort of quest which somehow seems to involve a triangular cheese sandwich and the principle of entropy. This may just go some way towards explaining the tragedies that seem to beset this little seaside town. Gloria Swanson, the town mayor, is having her hair done in preparations for tonight's town planning meeting. Porktraddle has acquired a £5 note and is trying to get drunk again following a dreadful accident on the cliffs. Although it takes a bit of effort to get drunk on £5. Life and Death and Everything in Between by Peter John Cooper, with music by Julian Harrow. Starring Julian Harrow as Eamon Porktraddle. Episode 8, Launderette. Bleary from the beer, Porktraddle has retreated to the planet Kyara. But the sign over the door says, Launderette. There is a gnawing in his guts and chest. It is getting stronger, even though he doesn't know yet what's causing it. He is surrounded by great one-eyed silver machines that stare at him malevolently like huge robotic cyclops. He blinks hard. This is not Kyara. A group of lads are doing something unspeakable to the detergent dispenser. They stop and look at him shiftily as he sways between the rows of machines. Then he remembers that sometimes he writes poetry here, carving tiny words into the paint on the wall behind one of the tumble dryers. This is what he wrote last time.
Poetry is a form of madness. I used to know this. It makes us say things we didn't know we wanted to say, about things we didn't know we cared about. Why in the vastness of eternity are we sometimes alive and most of the time not alive? Chaos mathematics says that even by running the simplest of formulae, there is no way of predicting an outcome. Results branch and spiral round and round. There are no straight paths from here to here. And entropy decrees that there is no way of retracing the steps that were made to get here. We're here, and we're stuck here like a dirty vest in a tumble dryer with a dial turned to eternity setting. And if we don't understand, if we can't find some sort of explanation, are we right to be angry? Can we afford not to be angry at a universe that seems so different to us? More than that, that keeps changing the rules. A universe that treats utter contempt, and leaves us feeling something. From certainty to uncertainty. Newton, Einstein, Heisenberg.
He scratches at the wall, underlining the words angry, until the plaster chips off and the word itself is obliterated. He doesn't notice that the lads, who are keeping their eyes firmly fixed on him while edging towards the door, the gnawing at his innards is like a nest of rats. Pork Traddle glances at the clock on the launderette wall. Suddenly, he remembers something. He begins to shake.
Late. It's getting late. Get out of my way! Get out of my way! It's getting late!
Well, it looks as though Pork Traddle may be on his way to a solution to his problems. At least he's remembered there is something he has to do to sort this all out. And let's wait and see, shall we? Oh, I had this rather uplifting Zoom call from Professor Binkle that I thought you might like to hear.
Yes, well, I have Nietzsche back with me. She is a little shaken up, but otherwise fine. And I'm quite excited to tell you that I think between us we have at last found the refutation of Professor Heisenberg's little joke experiment with his colleague Schrödinger's cat. Of course, what he had not taken into account is the fact that however elaborate the uncertainty apparatus you put in the box, the fact is that cats have 9 lives, and therefore will survive this rather unnecessary ordeal for at least 8 times. This, I think, is significant, and I must now go and write up my results in a paper which I think will turn the world of quantum physics on its head. Good kitty, Nietzsche. There will be a herring I bought for your tea. Yeah, one of those special red ones you love so much.